You are listening to the Aging Starts Now podcast, where it's all about responding with confidence to the legal, financial, and personal challenges created by disability, unexpected illness, or aging in general. Join us weekly as elder law attorneys Barbara McGinnis and Chris Johnson, along with other members of the Takis McGinnis Elder Care Law Team, talk about the tools, techniques, strategies, and services that will make the elder care journey easier for everyone involved. Get ready, because aging starts now.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Aging Starts Now. I'm Caitlin Green. I'm an elder care coordinator and a certified senior advisor at the firm. Today, we are talking about something near to my heart. We're talking about animals and specifically dogs. I'm a doggo lover. The mental and physical benefits that they can provide to seniors. Joining us today is my friend Claire Spencer. She's a registered nurse and the owner of Petworthy. Hey, Claire, thanks for coming.
Hey, I'm so excited to be on today. Thanks for having me.
You know, I am a doggo lover, and of course, the benefits of companionship and just their special nature, I think, is fantastic. But today I want to talk about the specific benefit for seniors or older adults. So tell us a little bit about your business, about Petworthy.
Yeah, so I started Petworthy earlier this year, or last year now, because I'd been volunteering with my elderly golden retriever. He's 12 now. I've been volunteering, and as a nurse, just seeing the benefits that these residents were getting just from these short volunteer visits was really impactful to me, and seeing them eat more than they normally would and converse and socialize and get out of bed was really moving to me. And I thought what an incredible impact it could make if I started a business where people could schedule these visits and have that concentrated time with a nurse and a certified therapy dog. Just how many mental health and physical benefits that people could get from this business. So I have another golden retriever that's 2.5, and she is therapy dog certified, which just means that she is trained to be very gentle and calm and comforting. And we go and do personalized private visits with clients and then also facility visits.
Okay, that was going to be my question was, you know, what does the setting look like? You know, I don't know if you have noticed, I'm sure you have, but a lot of assisted living facilities have become very pet friendly and even have house pets.
Yes.
I know birds or cats or things that people can get involved in and caring for a pet and then getting the love and companionship back. And I think that that is intentional engagement at its finest. You know, that's quality, I think.
Now, I've loved to see that change over the past few years in nursing homes and residents. Having animals present, it really does make a big difference in the mental health, especially if the residents are helping taking care of the animal or brushing. It brings a motivation, and there's a very powerful animal-human bond that can be comforting, especially if residents are hard of hearing and feeling isolated in the community, that they can really bond with these animals. Can really make a huge impact on their mental health.
That's a good point. That's a good point with, I like the words comfort and the bond, because that is isolation management. That is connection. And I have seen just recently an advertisement for, I see it again. I'll have to send it to you. But it is a lifelike cat or a lifelike dog. And it's a stuffed animal, but it's made to look very lifelike. And it's made to, its belly kind of warms a little like a warming pad. And it breathes. And it is made for Alzheimer's patients who need that connection, who need, you know, I thought about with infants and in birthing centers, it's that skin to skin. It's that holding something to your chest and feeling that warm connection. And so I thought that's a pretty cool way to do that, whether it be with a live pet or some kind of simulation in memory care that gives, you know, a breathing care component that is safe for them and helps that isolation. And so I can imagine your golden retrievers, which I just love them. Do you work with other breeds or do you mainly do retrievers?
We just have the one golden retriever that we work with right now. And I chose this breed just because they're known to be so social and so people driven. They love cuddling. They often love socializing with people. So that's what I started my business with. But I've actually seen those stuffed animal comforting animals for Alzheimer's patients. And I think it is an awesome resource for memory care facilities. Because I've just seen the impact. I got a short story from when Kylie, my therapy dog, and I, we went to a memory care facility, and this patient that has Alzheimer's, that's pretty advanced, she's in the common area, and we went up to her and asked her if she wanted to see the dog, and she just kind of nodded. So I had Kylie visit, which that's her cue to put her head on their lap so they can reach her. And she started tearing up and telling Kylie repeatedly, "I love you, I love you." And the nurses were just shocked because that's the most that the resident there had spoken all week.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's just beautiful to see the impact that the human-animal bond can have, especially on memory care clients.
That is, that kind of gives me goosebumps. That reminds me of that song that I'm still there, you know, that patient,
yeah,
you know, is dealing with memory issues, but they're still there. And it's kind of honoring that human component that, in a way she was able to maybe not verbalize, but communicate, you know, her warmth. I love that. Dogs do that for me too. I have really been championing for a, office dog. So
love it.
That's kind of my running joke around here. But I'm one of those that I always want an animal around. I love an animal. So that works in memory care really well. Tell me more about the typical client. Is this something that people can have in their homes? Is this specifically for a certain ability level or age level? I know we're talking about the older adult. But what's a typical client for Kylie?
Yeah, it's a great question. So a typical client, the majority of our clients are in nursing homes or at home care. And the families will reach out to us because their loved ones have been lonely or lacked motivation. They're not able to visit them a lot. And we go out and they can schedule a visit for us where we'll go in there and provide that companionship and comfort. And we go to nursing homes, resident homes, facilities, hospitals, and also with younger clients. So there are lots of studies that therapy dogs can have a big impact on children with autism spectrum disorder that struggle during their therapy sessions to verbalize and they get anxious. Mm-hmm. There are lots of studies that having a therapy dog there to bond with and pet can help with verbal communication. So our clients vary from young kids that are learning to get comfortable around dogs. Maybe they have past trauma with dogs and the family wants to work with that, to hospice patients and elderly patients that need companionship and comfort.
Oh, okay.
So we visit all types of clients.
That's excellent. I just had a light bulb when you were talking about kids that might need that kind of engagement. I read something this week about what can providers do for the older adult that kind of sparks that intrinsic engagement. And it said that we have to intentionally seek out activities that bring the client internal joy and create purpose. And that's Kylie. I just had that light bulb and pulling that together. That, and I don't mean to brag on Kylie, of course. That's you. That's you. That's pet worthy. That's awesome. That this is a way to bring joy, create some engagement, create purpose to the client, brings it to the client. So tell me a little bit about a fee structure and how much does this service cost?
Yeah, great question. So our rates are flexible because we don't take insurance. So we understand that that can be a financial struggle for some people. Sure. Our current rates are on our website and it's about $65 for a visit. That's going to the client's preferred location and time they'd like. $65 is for a 30-minute visit, which is more than enough when, especially with an elderly client, because it's a lot of stimulation and communication. Yeah. It can be very tiring for them. And then we go up to an hour, which is $95. So it just depends on the client, and we are flexible because we just want to make sure that people have access to that pet therapy and the benefits that they get from it.
Yeah. So it really depends on the person.
Yeah. It depends on the person. On our website, it has the general fee structure. We take credit card, Venmo, checks, like whatever is most convenient to the patient. And this is a flat rate. It includes everything from transportation, us getting there, the time that we're there. But this covers the cost for our typical session. We have them fill out a brief intake form, whether it's them or their family that are signing up for this session, that will kind of describe like what they want to get out of it. What's their goal? Is it comfort? Is it increased mobility, reduced anxiety? And then we plan an activity with the dog based on that goal. And as a nurse, I always make sure to leave the client comfortable and safe. Mm-hmm. So whether it's in their recliner, we make sure their phone's by their side of the bed, they have access to food and water. And then at the end, with the client's permission, we send a pup date email to their family if they consent to it, with an update on how the session went and a photo of them with Kylie. So it's a therapy dog visit, but also incorporates a lot of my nursing skills.
I love that because, you know, in elder care, we talk a lot about the different types of engagement, and we talk about that people need socialization on several different levels. And so when we are looking for resources for, you know, home care versus home health versus maybe a chaplain visit, maybe versus a friend, a caregiver versus a neighbor, you know, who can do what, and kind of the tiers that are professional. And I really like that your service, you've got the nursing background, so your eyes are really observing a bigger picture for the elderly client, or maybe for the child with special needs, because you can then report back safety, security, access to resources. You know, have you thought about maybe an emergency alert system? Have you thought about whatever, and kind of doing that through the medium of coming in with Kylie? You know, and I think that is a superpower. Absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And as I form relationships with these clients that I see each week, it really does form a friendship between us, and they look forward to seeing Kylie and I, and we pick up right where we let off. And it's really comforting, especially for people whose family's out of state, just to know that their loved one is being visited by a nurse mm-hmm. and another set of eyes, making sure that they're safe and that their loved one is going to feel comforted and smile and see Kylie do cute tricks and brush her. So it's a really like holistic therapy for people that we've just loved doing.
Oh, I see it. I absolutely am on board. I think that's super, super neat and inventive. how broad is your coverage area? Like where, what's the limitations of your geography with visits?
Yeah, most of my clients are within Davidson County or Williamson County, around Nashville, Franklin area. But if anyone is unsure, just reach out to me via email or call me, because I do make exceptions and we could just always add on an additional travel fee if it's outside of those counties.
Sure. Well, the firm here is in Sumner County, of course, but we're in the greater Davidson area. And so we always think about access for elders. You know, if they live in a rural community, they may not have any visitors. I mean, they may not even see a mailman, kind of a thing. And so isolation in rural areas is something that we want to think about with holistics. And I really like that. And I love that you're going into facilities so that multiple people get, you know, advantages.
Definitely. And as a nurse, I've worked in the ER for 3 years and in the community as a summer camp nurse. And whenever they'd have a therapy dog come to the hospital before I started this, it brought so much joy to the staff as well. We would be so excited, and we would get to bring the dog into a room with our patients. And it really does uplift the spirits of everyone in the facility. So that's been a joy to see, just that the physical therapists, the nurses, the patient care techs, that they can all take a break, a respite, just to pet and smile and cuddle Kylie. And then we go and see the residents. It's a win-win.
That is a win-win. You probably would echo my sentiments. I have a little bit of experience with pet therapy. In grad school, I took an internship or a clinical, and the professor was really engaged with pet therapy, of course, in clinical mental health. And so I'm sure you echo when my thought is that I would caution people that while animals are really good smiles and rays of sunshine in a facility or with an older person, that you mentioned the stimulus, you can overstimulate people. You also can put that animal in danger. You know, if let's say a family member was just to bring their pet, it could turn into danger for the pet or for the elder. And so I caution people to be careful doing this kind of on your own, that I think what the professional service brings is a knowledge of not only the physical and the mental needs of a client, but also of the animal. And it needs to be a specific match. You know, I had an experience one time with a family member that brought a cat, a beautiful cat. It was one of the really large, I think it was a Maine Coon, beautiful cat. Yeah. Very social, very lovey, very easygoing. And so the family member thought, you know, this would be a great idea to take to memory care, kind of, you know, look a show and tell. Well, what they didn't think about was that one of the other patients that was struggling with Alzheimer's, when they went to pick up the cat, they squeezed really hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not intentional. But then the cat kind of flipped and ended up scratching her. And so then that did more damage than it did good in that situation. And so that's why I say, you know, it's well-intended. You kind of have to look at it from all angles. And I love that your professional purview matches this and the type, the setting, and the behaviors. And so I commend you on that, because I know this is this is really needed.
Well, thank you. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is one of the benefits to booking with Petworthy. Is one, my personal background is registered nurse and certified animal assisted intervention specialist, that I'm able to navigate those. For the client, especially with memory care and Alzheimer's, they can quickly become agitated, especially as the sun is setting for sundowning, and just knowing how to redirect that energy and reduce anxiety and make sure patients stay safe is something that is in my training. And also just keeping the client safe and knowing the different changes in the elderly, knowing that their skin is thinner, and bringing a really thick blanket. So if they want Kylie on their bed or her to put her head up, to make sure that they're covered so their skin doesn't get scratched, and knowing when they're getting overwhelmed or if they can't hear you, making sure that they can see your lips and they can help understand what you're saying so they don't get overwhelmed. And also keeping Kylie safe, knowing how to direct a client on how to pet her safely, and knowing when is a good time to stop the therapy session if it is getting out of hand. So that has been a big advantage, having this training and just making sure it's the safest and most comforting situation possible.
Yep. Well, in Kylie's training too, you know, to stay calm in an environment where, you know, a resident or an elder, they may yell out, or they may pat a little hard, you know, or they may, who knows, you know, to be able to redirect Kylie and also kind of manage the what ifs, you know, I think is great with your background. That's, you know, in the trade, we call it behavioral compliance. You know, how to make sure that whatever we're doing it for their safety, their security, their isolation management, and for the good towards their quality of life. And knowing that you're trained to see those things, and also Kylie is huge.
Yeah, and definitely that therapy dog training, it took a long time to take her into the hospital setting, get her desensitized to all the noises and the sudden dropping of things and a random scream, and getting her comfortable with that and desensitized. If someone accidentally pulls her tail or hits her paw with the wheelchair, that she won't react to that. And of course, we want to keep her as safe as possible, but the client's safety is important. So just training the dogs to not react to loud noises or to sudden pets or pats, was a big part of her training, which makes for an excellent therapy dog.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. So will you tell our listeners, how do we get in touch with you?
Yeah. So the easiest way is probably by my email or phone, or on our website. If you want to book a visit, we have a Calendly link. If you click book now, and you can book your the visit straight from there. My schedule's updated on there. But the website is www.petworthy.care. And my email is claire.spencer@petworthy.care. So you can look on those. And my phone number is on my website and social media. The social media is petworthy.care if you want to check out some cute photos of Kylie doing pet therapy. Is always a sweet sight.
I'll definitely have to follow that. I think all of my social media feeds are doggos or horses. Yes. Animals in general. Some of the funny things that they do, but some of those moments, and I love the coupling of quality with animals and quality with elders, and you've put the two things together. So you and I, we're going to be friends forever. It's going to be great.
I love it.
Well, that is it for today's episode. We're a life care planning law firm. We help families respond to the legal and financial challenges caused by chronic illness or disability of an elderly loved one. You can join us next week for another episode of Aging Starts Now. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Aging Starts Now podcast. For more information about today's show, visit tn-elderlaw.com, click on the free resources tab, and then click on Aging Starts Now. You'll find the show notes there. And while you're at it, why not check out all the free resources available at tn-elderlaw.com? Document downloads, the Tekus McGinnis blog, educational videos, informative articles, helpful links, a TV show, and more. It's all there. Free for the taking. If you enjoy listening to the Aging Starts Now podcast, please subscribe, rate the show, or leave us a review. It's easy to do on whatever app you use to listen. We would love your feedback on the show. Aging Starts Now. We'll be back next week with more candid discussions about challenges created by aging, disability, and unexpected illness.